journeys on Revolution Radio on freedomslips.com and simulcast with wolfspiritradio.com. Join JP, your tour guide today, on this journey of discovery from the known to the unknown in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth. With JP, just come over from the other side. Welcome. It is the 14th of the 4th, 2014. So here we are at the day. It's the full moon. It's the day. It's the blood moon. It's the purple moon. What color is it? The black moon? Black moon? Yeah. All right. One of them. This is it. This is another of those eclipse days, where, yeah, I can see the moon. The moon is shining down on me as we speak. That weird thing, it's, sitting in the shadow of the earth and yes, we are indeed live here on Journeys with JP. We're being broadcast live on Ever Beyond Radio. We're also being simulcast with Wolf Spirit Radio. So welcome to everybody. I've got a situation with my computer. I haven't managed to log into all these things. I've just got a brand new computer, and thank you very much, Dave. This is a new machine that I've just built up, and I haven't quite installed everything, so I don't know where the chat room is. So I might have to go to wolfspiritradio.com indeed. So do join me. Come to wolfspiritradio.com, we generally use the chat room there, because Lorian's on the other side and she's normally got everything she's there in the chat room. So I'm just logging into the Wolf Spirit Radio chat room. Anyway, hello everybody. And hello everybody in the Revolution Radio chat room, which I'm just coming to there. There we go. So, there we go. Ah, right, now, Miracle Whip. Yes, open canvas. Which one is London? Which one is Dylan? Yes, who is Londo? Yeah, fighting a good fight. Anyway, so there we go. Wow. Troy Tempest, the Marina. Yeah, all those, I used to watch all these things. So, yeah, I was thinking today. We were talking about rioting earlier on. And I was present at the London riot that happened in 1990 or thereabouts. I was at the end of my 20s, and I was running flat, and I had a drum, and I was dancing around and having a really great time, and the weather was perfect. It was a beautiful day, and everybody was in Trafalgar Square. We marched for miles, all converged on Trafalgar Square. Thousands of people there, all in a very, very good mood. And then I noticed, and I haven't thought about it in all of these years, which must be about 25 years, yeah, 24 years ago, is that I remember, and I've told people, I said to them, I remember the weather turned. It was a really beautiful day, and then suddenly it got cold and it started, getting windy and bleak. Feeling. It was a really bleak feeling. And it was a really joyful feeling before. And then these police guys turned up on horses with armor on the horses. And then vans started driving through the crowd. I remember that very clearly. Why it was trying to drive through the crowd apart from wanting to hurt someone. I mean, because it was a thick crowd. It's a sea of people. And this van was driving at quite high speed through this sea of people. Insane. Of course that made people angry. And then we started seeing people climbing up the walls and pulling things off the walls of some of the buildings around there. And I was standing there, I was just playing a drum, just beating a drum, and then I started seeing all this stuff, and beating a heartbeat, I stood behind the police lines and watched them all lining up. I heard, reports from my friends, and they were saying that there was people could see them snorting cocaine and amphetamines in the alleyways, to kind of get themselves pumped up. That was one of the first times that I saw, well, I must have experienced weather modification. And that is the thing that struck me this evening. Like, holy crap. Yeah. The weather turned. And I don't remember it. You know, there was no reason for the weather to turn. It was a really nice day and it was still, early on in the afternoon. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, normally a perfect day. And it turned. So I really think that this is part of a false flag type operation, one of the earlier psyops that they used using weather modification. So there you go, 1990. Well, hello everybody. Well, Zathras. I really enjoy people with chat room names from Babylon 5, because I'm a great fan of Babylon 5. It's great. So is Tracy and so is Sean. So I would love to talk to people about things. Really what's going on for them right now, and if there's any way we can spread insight. So if you're like dealing with just now and conquered something, come in and share it with everybody, no matter how small, because everybody's got their battle right now. It's not really a battle. That's the thing. It's not a battle. Don't treat it like a battle. You have to treat it like a chess game. And in a chess game, your pawns, they do the battling. But the bishops don't do the battle. The bishops just battle with magic and thought. So whereabouts are you on the board? What point are you playing? And what point can you make a difference in the whole outcome of the game? Quick slice of tea. Hello. Yes. So now I'm just going to have a quick look in the other chat box. Hello, everybody. Yes. The Grand Cuss. Yes. So you guys are going to have the best view of the Grand Cross tonight. I'm going to be missing it because what I'll probably do is I'll be meditating in the morning and join you guys and see what's going on. There's the thing about the full moon. Here's the thing. The old thing about the moon. In the esoteric teachings, the ancient teachings, they know about the moon. It's pretty up there. Yes, it is pretty. I suppose, because it's the only thing we got there. It's the only thing that we can really see quite clearly out there. And so, it's as pretty as, that's the only thing. If you had, a grey concrete slab out there, it would, people would find ways of making it pretty and romantic. And in a way, I think the moon is more or less a kind of grey concrete slab. It's got colours. Not many, that's all. And so if suddenly we had another moon that had a different colour, that would make things quite interesting, wouldn't it? And it probably would have an interesting connection with the, what was that sound? I'm getting that sound in my headphones again. Maybe. Anyway, thank you very much for tuning in. So, yes, live tonight here on Revolution Radio and Wolf Spirit Radio. I'm having a bit of an issue trying to find... There's the chat room, right, okay. Yes, the Grand Cross. I keep coming back to it because it's the sort of thing, you keep drifting because there's so much other things that are going on that, other influences will keep drawing you away from that which you should be focusing on because, you know, we're trying to go through the cross and to get through the cross. And I was saying it before, it's like, imagine you're having to go through like, almost like a turnstile. That's probably the best way, a turnstile. That only one person can go through at a time, and you can't have your arms by your side. You actually have to look like an ankh. You know the Egyptian ankh symbol? There's like a cross with a loop on the top. Imagine that that's like a little child with its arms open. Imagine that that's the attitude that Jesus is saying when you have to enter the kingdom of heaven, you have to be as children. Maybe that's what he's talking about. So imagine having to go through a kind of turnstile where you have to lift up your arms. It's only wide enough to get your body through. No other baggage. Just your arms lifted up and your body through. And that is what I feel the energy of the Grand Cross is. You have to embrace everything that comes your way because you've got your arms spread out. What that means, you know, what does embrace mean? You know, to love it. To give some love to it. And sometimes the love that you need to give might be, you know, it might be tough love. Doesn't have to be, you know, all lovey-dovey. Doesn't have to be nicey-nicey. It has to serve. That's what love really is. The essence of love on, you know, particularly in the, like, the spiritual realm, it's not just being nice. It's serving the purpose of the soul. So whatever it is that serves your soul purpose is an action of love. Now that might not actually translate to something that might be nice or pleasant. But if it does have that effect, then it is serving your soul and it is love. So. I think also that, what's that word? I think it's the word that always, authentic. Authentic is the word that we're talking about. Because it's talking from the heart. It's being from the heart. It's thinking and talking and doing the same thing in one action or in a smooth flow. That's what we call the flow. You think, you talk, you do. There's other stages in there, the seven actually, but you can break it down. But that's what it is. Think, do, make, create, manifest. Coming from a fine universe of thought into the universe of communication, into the universe of practical action, into the universe of things. All the way down. So, JP multitask. Yeah, the other thing I've got to multitask is that the battery is running flat. Oh, I know. Plug this USB in. That's going to look slightly mad, but I have to have two cables plugged into these headphones in order to recharge them. And since I'm on the air, I've got to find the appropriate. There we go. The appropriate size of the USB cable while I'm still talking. Actually. Until anybody calls, there's no real need for me to actually have headphones on. So I'm just going to pop them back there. And I don't need to have headphones on, do I? Yeah, that's true, isn't it? Anyway, until the next show. So if you would like to call in, I would like to talk to you about the Grand Cross, and how it may be affecting you. You know, I'm not a great astrologer, but I kind of pick up on the energy of things and can tune into that because it's more, you know, more about the raise, but it will work. It all works out. So, I can just turn the speakers on a little bit there, and that's it. So, the Grand Cross, the full moon. We were talking earlier with Steve on the other side of the... Oh yeah, the other side. Oh, by the way, if anybody wants to make an other side chat room where, you know, the rules are slightly less strict, do go ahead. It was a funny thing that kind of grew up last week. They called it JP's other side, but maybe just call it hash other side or something. And join us, out there. We are, flying high. I would like to first of all thank Mike. I know he's going through a lot of challenges and he's not getting enough sleep and all that stuff, but I'd like to thank Mike for the work that he's been doing. If you want to keep the station going, do go along to the donate section and get some of those seeds. Get that nice little seed pack and start growing some seeds. I put a couple in the ground today. Started my lettuce and a couple of onions. Haven't planted all the onions. Got a whole bag of onions. I like onions. I like to grow onions, tomatoes and peppers and eat curries every day. Kale curry. The kale. Do you remember I've been talking about my kale last year? It is still growing and still producing leaves. It's been through the whole winter. It's just an amazing plant and, it's green and it's good for you. That's lovely. So where's Skype? I've got loads of Skype here. All right, there's Mona. All right, okay, well, look, Mona, that's... You would love to call? Well, here you are. Mona, are you there? Oh, no, she's not quite answered yet. She's probably scrabbling around trying to find her headphones. Yes. Maxfield Parish. Well, anyway, Duncan and Lumo, okay, so, yeah. I'm still trying to find Wolf Spirit Radios. There we go. Yes, the moon. Yeah, there you go. There's Cindela saying that Jose Escamilla has massive documentations in full brilliant color. Yeah, there is, that's good. There's a live link. Thanks very much, old ones. There's a live link for the Griffith Observatory. That is going to be watching the moon. And, 9:53 p.m. is when it starts. Mona!
Hey, you.
There you are. Hello.
Howdy.
Howdy, Podneer.
Yeah, there we go. Ain't that all just happening now? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
So, when's your birthday? Do you know your chart?
Yes, I've been studying astrology over 35 years. Yes, I know my chart.
Good, good. So, what's your transit? How's your transits, dear?
Well, since I have a full moon total lunar eclipse as my birth, I'm feeling great, actually, because I know the semantics of the energies behind what's going on, but I'm seeing a lot of people that are just not set with themselves to get through these unharmonics that are trying to become harmonic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the energy that I'm getting of this is like, it's like two blades of the scissors. There's no escape to this. If the two blades of the scissors come down, it's gonna cut. There's nothing. So, you have to keep your arms up. Keep your arms up and out, and you'll be fine.
Well, it's like the surfy dancers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it is all a spiral that's happening.
That's right.
Here
you could
now.
Spin through that turnstile. You could spin through the turnstile. It would keep you moving. Yeah.
It's a powerful motion. People just don't get it. I've calmed so many hectic situations just by counterclockwising three times. Release, resolve, relinquish. And people might think I'm nuts and stop and change their perspective. And that's okay, too. You know, I don't care. I know it works. You know, and then one clockwise. And that's where the retrogrades come in, too, because... people don't get the true strength of being able to step back and check it out and look it over again. Most people get paranoid over this stuff, which doesn't make sense to me, but that's okay too, right?
Well, the paranoia, I think, is a heightened sense of anticipation that is on the border of excitement and hysteria. You know, they're all along the same kind of continuum, you know. Ooh, a little mildly excited, turns to anxiety, turns to, you know, just gets... And this is it. I mean, if before we would have felt kind of fearful about something, we'll be terrified about it. If before we felt anxious about it, we'll be paranoid about it. You see what I mean? It's like there's more and more levels. You'll just add the next level along of whatever you're normally used to. And how can you handle this? Can you handle this level of energy? Because what's happening is we're manifesting. Currently, we're manifesting emotionally. But mm-hmm. It's manifesting nevertheless.
Well, it's a before, during, and after is always the now. So how people do witness it is going to be an inner thing if they don't realize what they feel inside is creating external things.
let's talk about the coming of the light.
Okay.
People don't know really what it means, but the light comes inside us first. And the light shines on us and has been shining on us from quite a few years, but the last year has been really intense and I've been physically feeling it, and a lot of people have been physically feeling it. A lot of people have actually been ill. A lot of people have died recently, not just celebrities, but you know, people that you might know, you know, friends of friends, friends of family.
Exactly.
Lots of heart attacks. Lots of aneurysms, strokes, you know, things that are the response to pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Basically, what's happening is that there's a pressure inside us that is pushing outwards. And outcoming, because it's creating, imagine it's rippling out from your heart slowly, 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 slowly. And it's pushing out all of the dark material, all of the sort of cloggy, sticky, magnetic, kind of cloying, emotional kind of energy.
From lifetimes, right.
Lifetime after lifetime of wimping out on things, of making excuses, of da-da-da-da. Right. Build up of karma, of unskillful action. I love that. Karma is the result of unskillful action. You just basically didn't handle something right. And we're given chance after chance after chance of handling energies. And here today, tonight, now, we are given the chance to handle the biggest lump of energy in our lives. And I hope people have been doing the work. Clearing emotionally, or mm-hmm. you're going to explode. You know, it's like, say you're near a really, really hot arc lamp.
A hot what?
An arc lamp. You know, the really bright lamps.
An arc lamp. Okay, arc lamp for all the English-hearing people. Okay.
Yeah. For the movies, you know those for the really bright lights to make movies with, a great,
like
great big thing, and it's an electrical spark.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's mm-hmm. called an arc. Mm-hmm. It's called an arc light. You heard?
Frankenstein.
Yeah, that sort of thing. A spark is an arc. An arc is a spark. And it's the same word that goes back all the way to Sanskrit.
Mm-hmm.
And it means a curve, as in arch. And that's the shape of a spark. A spark takes the shape of a curve, doesn't it?
Okay.
Yeah? And there's a thing that they call the Ark of the Covenant, which I believe is a plasma arc generator, and so several other people believe that too. Notably John Hutchison, who is the vibration guy, frequency guy. He can melt metal with frequency.
It comes in many forms, doesn't it?
Yeah, but the plasma arc was the powerhouse to the pyramid. And the story of Tutmosis, who left with it and became Moses and all this stuff. Long story, not necessarily all as it appears to be, I believe, but there's more.
Like the rest of life, JP.
Yeah, well, you know, there is a group of people who have written themselves out of our history because they write the history books. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the deal with them. So we're here at the Grand Cross, and you can't go through if you can't embrace, if you haven't got compassion, if your heart isn't open. This will be the time when you can't get through, when you won't get through that turnstile.
I don't disagree whatsoever. Do you believe that that's maybe why the society of humanity has been attacked by an ugly source to the point where people are running around like their heads aren't screwed on?
Well, it's really
Because I see this between a black and white thing here, okay? Because we have many eclipses that aren't normal. And they all are powers to our sparks, just like you were saying. They're like little nuts to that opening the key to the tumbler so something comes out in the end, right?
Well, I mean, this is the beginning of the end. This is
yeah,
like the end game between this point and November. And there's going to be some change. I can feel it. It's, you know, we've already seen the Vatican making all these weird announcements.
Really?
Oh, yes. We're not going to prosecute pedophiles anymore. Oh, yeah. And by the way, we're all pedophiles, you know. And it's like they're coming out. Things are coming out. This is the coming of the light. It might not seem it, but the light is now shining in the dark places. That's the thing. It doesn't mean that it all becomes light. It means that the shadows have been illuminated.
So this is what they would call revelations, things that are becoming
revealed. Yes, the uncovering.
Right. Because the photon belt is changing so many different layers through this matrix that dimensional realms are actually mixing with other ones.
Well, one of the reasons that we can't see the dimensional realms is because our eyes have been kind of switched down, like turned down. It's a bit like turning the brightness down on your screen. So the only pictures that you can see are ones that would have really bright colors. Yeah? And imagine turning that back up again.
Yeah,
how much more we will see of the invisible world, including elements on the fourth dimension, fifth dimension, etc.
Right.
So, in a way, the problem is with our brains have been altered, right? We've been modified. It's like somebody's got a screwdriver in the car, into the lock of the car, hammered it in and turned it.
Right.
So, you know, your key won't work anymore. Your proper subtle key won't work anymore. That's the kind of level of modification. I mean, it's a hack. It's a, like, sellotape and string kind of thing. But basically, it switched off our telepathy and it switched off our ability to perceive, things outside of certain frequency bands.
Right. They snuffed out nature's harmony.
Well, yeah. And, you know, for instance, like, we see the colors of the rainbow, yeah?
But most.
In the octave above, which is what we call ultraviolet light, we don't see colors because our eyes can't see it, but they still occur in seven bands.
Mm-hmm.
They still occur in seven colors. And it's what you'd call ultra red, ultra green, ultra blue, but they call it UVA, UVB, UVC. Makes it all scientific. But some people are able to see that because their eyes have kind of mutated back to how they should be. And sometimes we call those people psychics.
Exactly.
You know, sometimes people hear in the octaves above the audible spectrum, what we call ultrasonic. only dogs and cats apparently can hear that. No, some people can hear it. And information is transmitted between humans,
mm-hmm.
between people. We call that telepathy. It's just a frequency band. And it's like a higher form of hearing, and it's a little, and this is how I think they do it, they take advantage of this fact, is basically you've got a high frequency that has the sound modulated on it, just like a radio, and your head decodes it, but you can't actually hear it with your outside ears. It's like you've got inner ears. Yeah, I suppose that's what they talk about.
Like a sonic hearing.
Yeah, ultrasonic hearing.
That too.
And that's what we call head-to-head thought transfer. That happens within a room. It's like Bluetooth.
That scares people. They think they're then possessed, because normally sometimes we don't think those kind of thoughts, and then they pop in. Creates a big fear quickly.
This is separation.
Right.
Separation is the idea that you think your own private thoughts. So that's, I mean, it's not true. Anybody who's had a close girlfriend or something like that can realize that actually you can carry one thought from one person to the other, or you're both receiving the same thought that's coming from neither of you. Because thoughts are things that have people.
So the full moon then would be for a kind of reconsciousness, awakening to the DNA, cell adjustment.
Absolutely.
Well.
This is the time when we receive the, you know, on Windows when it says, Windows upgrade, 10 upgrades are available. Click here to download and install. Tonight when you go to sleep, click there, download and install. There'll be a new you in the morning.
There's always a new me every morning. And I give thanks I remembered how to do it again.
the pleasures of multiple personality.
Well, it's hard to stay on three sides of a coin, you know, but it's still doable.
Well, you know,
it really
live
is.
On the edge.
And when you were talking the Ark,
yes,
you know the North Dragon Node is in Libra, right? The North Node symbol is an Ark.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
It's the seventh house of partnerships, of trying to take and help things that are out there that needing help, but it's opposed to Aries. That just sails right through. It doesn't look to see or care. So actually, between the Capricorn and the Cancer, it's adding a little nurturing, but still keeping rules. So people, I mean, we're lucky because it's four different elements. There's a lot of work that can be done if you just try to witness it and not take it personally for what is happening.
Exactly.
Because everything is an ingredient to a bigger picture.
That's
the
right.
Now is not the full picture. It is the past, present, and future all in the now.
So
that's the big ticket that I see that'll help people take a breath and go, okay, that's it. I'm here. That's no more. And just basically shut off to the outside for a while, you know?
It might be good to limit your personal interactions with people, not just you, but, you know, everybody, because...
Well, honey, I get too much of it now. I'm locked up in a room most of the time because I don't have wheels or people to take me out, so
Yeah, me too. So it's, that's quite good. But I still see people, you know, people come to see me. can't get them away. Anyway, but what
right,
happens...
That's right, the
carrots. It's the event of, what you're saying, like the full moon itself is the top of the hill, you know, you've cycled up to the top of the hill and you're about to cycle down and it's that easy bit where there's a shallow curve Mm-hmm. And that's where we are. And, you know, if you've been, putting energy towards something, if you've been putting energy towards finding love, if you've been putting energy towards finding a job, or creating a business, or having ideas, or that you've had ideas and you've been waiting for the right time to put them into action, now's the time. It's the seed point. It's a zero point. This is the zero point that we've been waiting for, actually, for a long time. We thought it was in 2001.
I'm not disagreeing, but I am a gardener also of herbs for many years, and we've always had to till the soil. So when people do, I mean, before you plant seeds, you till the soil. You make it soft and loose, etc. Then you plant the seeds. I think the Taurus, you were talking about it with Steve. What was the next Taurus one? The solar eclipse, right? In 2 weeks, isn't there a solar eclipse also that goes along with these blood moon thingies?
Yeah.
So that, I see, would be more of the purpose to plant the seed. Right now might be the time to till the garden and see what you want to use, because you don't want to grow something you're not going to use, you know, and what's compatible with what. Maybe it's more of a decision-making time instead of a put into manifestation time. That's how I see it personally.
Okay, so a thought seed as opposed to a physical seed.
Well, I'd like to do both, but yeah. Now's the time to figure out, instead of here somebody hands you seeds, you plant them. Well, what do you want? Or what can you recognize as that a strength thing? Because not everybody is equal in their strengths and their weaknesses, be it with plants, be it with animals, be it with people, be it with whatever, because that's what everybody's experiencing, right? Instead of being told what choice to make, it's time to make your free will of choice. Do you want to battle through this, or do you want to grow through this? You know, life is a garden. I definitely believe that.
Well, very interesting you should say that. I was out in my garden with my hoe.
Your hoe?
With my hoe. I was hoeing the ground with my hoe.
Woohoo! Pictures? We got pictures?
It's a great hoe. It's got a long handle and a really good strong iron tip, and it's like one of those ones you see them in Africa, and they're swinging this thing over their head, hitting the hard stony ground with this kind of axe-like thing, vertical axe.
Mm-hmm.
It's that sort of home. It's really, you know, you really hack at the weeds and get them out. It's really good. So that's exactly what I was doing today. Yes, tilling, and I was sitting in my garden and contemplating what I'm going to plant and what seeds I'm going to grow. And I planted some precious.
Right. See, you've already started yours.
Yeah.
It's 2 weeks of working that into process, right? I believe. You know. I miss gardening. I love gardening.
Well, I mean, it gives you a lot of learning about, you know, how things actually manifest and create on the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I got into herbs, because I knew man didn't know it from a hole in any ground. So when I started having books and bookstores following me on how to heal, how to use herbs, my kids were babies. They're now in their 30s. And the universe sent me on a wild crafting through living life with herbs, etc. You know, and it's been a fun joy. But right now we have the materialistic, excuse me, damnation of chemicals and toxins and poisons, that herbs are not always the right way to heal it. We have to get to that vibrational hierarchy instead of just this dimensional realm we've been lied about, because there is so much energy out there that if we had the unconditional love and power to use it, we could change this world. And I do believe almost instantly if we had enough people who gave it. Okay, over.
Well, you know. It's not about how many people, though. It's not about if so many people did it. If you can do it, you set the precedent.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that that happens when people act is that they'll do something, and whether or not it's, you know, successful in the way, you know, that they may have intended, that there's some kind of thing that gets achieved.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not be the one that they expected, but it's often the one that works a process that is like and that's how like an accidental discovery can happen. Just doing, you know, just doing something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And, you know, that's how many discoveries are happening. You know, what happens if I put this battery here, you know, take this battery and do this with that and, a spark, you know.
Ouch.
Yeah. Ouch. Where did that energy come from? You know, that was my experimental energy. And it was a joyful discovery. That's the thing, you know, we really kind of ground out of our schools and learning the joy of discovering something, of being able to play around with stuff and just make stuff up and have the time and space to do that, rather than, oh, okay, today's lesson is about this, this is what comes out of the book, da 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 da, do this, oh yeah, that do do da 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 da, and, you know, that's the end of the lesson, next subject. You know, it's not really.
I did 3 years of education to get a BA in art to teach elementary school. I did it for a year. And when they started handing me lies and crap and not giving the kids their freedom, plus I had a toddler at the time, I started manifesting my existence through my own being and not them. So this is since the 79 time. So, yeah, it's been sad that we've been lied to for so long when we were taught to trust and do all that. You know, we could have been so much further ahead than where we are now. I'm really actually kind of pissed off about it, okay?
Well, here's the thing. Sometimes, in order to send an arrow flying forward, you have to pull it back.
I love archery.
So, that principle, imagine the joy of discovering all these new scientific principles and toys. I've suddenly been, I mean, it's like, okay, it's like they've had a big kind of, they have a great big curtain, and printed on the curtain is a great kind of landscape. And that's the way it's appeared to be, that it just seems to be a landscape. And someday soon, the curtain's going to come back. And behind it is a landscape. But it's full of UFOs. And gravity ships and gravity cars. And people flying around on personal platforms. And and all that other stuff. That then we realize, you know, if you've got a flying car, you don't need a road. You don't need a road. You don't need any... you don't need to dig up tarmac.
Exactly.
You know, if you don't need a road, you don't need all the infrastructure. You don't need cafes on the roadside. Hmm. Well.
Well, sure you could if you had floating.
There would be routes. They would still have routes.
Stop and go pee. Come on.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So we'd probably follow the same routes if we had cars that did, you know, moderate speeds like we, you know, but. Well, you know, got instantaneous transport. You know, they wouldn't need a roadside cafe.
Well,
go
true.
Out of business, wouldn't they? Yeah. Mind you, you could teleport to a cafe. That would be cafes at sort of major teleports.
Right.
That'd be cool. You know, what kind of life would we have if we had their toys? That'd be interesting.
Didn't they already tell us, and we just let them have them, and we fell asleep and, you know, paid them to go ahead and play without us?
Well, it's a bit like, you know, your older brother getting your Christmas presents, opening your toys, playing with your train, assembling your train set, and then kind of putting it back in the box rather haphazardly and saying, here, happy Christmas. Oh, wow. Yeah, it's a bit like that. I mean, yeah, I can understand. It might be a bit disappointing. However.
Okay, Grand Cross.
Grand Cross. the Grand Cross. It's the bow is being has been drawn back. The cross, that's the point when the bow comes back to the center.
Now, so, what I know is Cancer is Jupiter with the expounding and the expansive things that are going on. And if I remember right, isn't it retrograde right now, too?
Probably. But the Cancer represents the home. So I would say that there's a whole load of things that you can do. People are going to go home. I think people are coming home. Working from home, spending more time with their people and their family and, you know, getting to integrate and becoming, groups and stuff again.
Mm-hmm.
And, using the internet to do the things that previously you had to go and do something. You don't need to go and do something. You just can do it at the terminal and you don't waste time.
It the old-fashioned way, man. I just really, really have to do it the old-fashioned way.
You haven't got a car.
Okay. Pardon?
Mona, you haven't got a car. Like me, you haven't got a car. So
it's not my choice, honey.
Well, neither is mine, but I don't have a car, and so mm-hmm. I can only do things that are relevant to my home.
Uh-huh.
But fortunately, I've spent many years in the computer industry, and I've been able to work my way through the things that I do online
mm-hmm.
with audio, and that I can keep myself going.
So, JP, let me ask you what your birthday is.
My birthday was a few weeks ago, March the 18th. So I'm the end of Pisces. Cool. 27. So I'm kind of quite a few degrees away from this.
You were born in 1927, is that what you said?
No, 27 degrees. Yeah, 1927. If I was 1927, I'd have a voice like this.
All right, well, you better give me
I'm from 1961.
What? Oh, 61. Oh, so you're you're the service kind. See, you've had a time too going on, but we're all learning what the hidden things are, and the biggest thing is don't have any fear, and I'm glad to see that as a Virgo Pluto that you're going to find you're not going to be able to complete everything, but you're taking the right steps towards providing for that goal.
Yeah, I've been doing the work in order to pass through this turnstile clearly and helping mm-hmm. others to do so. Yeah.
Well, and let them recognize it because of your example as well, because some people don't hear or learn by hearing. They don't learn by seeing. You know, exactly. Everybody's got a different attribute on how
exactly.
they get.
Most people learn by laughing at other people's mistakes.
Well, okay, I laugh at myself all the time, but I don't think I'm a mistake. But okay, I get what you're saying.
There's this German word, Schadenfreude,
mm.
which is, slapstick comedy. They really like that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
they laugh when people fall down. What do you call it? Jackass. That Jackass film, that kind of thing. That's Schadenfreude. Reveling in the misfortune of others.
I never liked the Three Stooges either, okay?
Well, you see, that's the German sense of humor. And British is a little more, it can be softer. You know, human can be just a kind of gentle jibe.
Benny Hill is my favorite.
Is he? The Americans love Benny Hill. That's slapstick, you know, girls mm-hmm. with big boobies running half naked through being chased by what is now obviously a pedophile. Oh, God. Yeah. You know, all these people.
Was he really? Supposedly was Michael Jackson. Does that make his music wrong? I mean, wait a minute here. I'm not trying to judge anybody or unjudge anybody, but there are such atrocities out there. If humans really knew the truth, they wouldn't have let this crap go on this long, you know what I mean? They stood up for existing, anyway. That's the way I see it.
This is the moment. I imagine that we'll see a lot more examples of the exposure of that which is hidden, which may mean that we might see another layer of the global pedophile ring and prison industrial complex and human trafficking.
Well, I think it goes to such
exposed.
A deeper... It goes
this is
to,
the thing, you know, this is the light coming, is first of all, you have to expose it. It has to be shone in every dark corner.
And it's very sad, and I hope there's enough people out there to help the ones that survive it to get over it, because it's not an easy path to travel, especially if you're in... I'm such a healer, and I can't heal everybody, so it's so exasperating. Yeah, wait a minute, where's my dong? Let's do some toning bells and bowls. We'll heal them all right now here, JP.
Well, on Sunday nights, you should come along to Wolf Spirit Radio, because we do a healing. We use the morphological field of the listenership and the internet and the Earth Mind global grid. And we can actually very effectively direct energy. We do these meditations with Frank Jordan. He really is an amazing guy. And he brings us as a group to do healings. And we all see a different aspect of it. And it's fascinating. Uh-huh. You know, and we were effective. We did something a couple of weeks ago that was really effective. And it was... a soldier who had come back from Afghanistan with a amputation, and he was like I was talking about before, you know, experiencing the Grand Cross thing build up. Mm-hmm. And he was going to explode, and the woman was afraid for her tenant and her cats and dogs. You know, he was going to hurt somebody or something,
right?
And we took that energy, and we I got into the compassion area of it, and I could feel his leg. Frank was looking at his spiritual body and seeing how it's having trouble merging with the mechanical part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so together he and I were able to help him integrate it, because he hated it, and he hated everything. You know, what it was behind it was an enormous amount of grief.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the process just kind of built up through that, and we all tapped into the grief, and I grounded that out, and Frank did his thing, and da da da. Anyway, so we hear the next day everything is quiet. After days and days and days, it's just all completely quiet downstairs, and everything's back to a calm normal. So it's like we were able to discharge that energy, and it was through compassion.
Right. And like you said also earlier, that sometimes it is a tough compassion too, because as I would see, there's a lot of poor me's, because the inner being, just like you said, spirit, could not mingle with the physical being, because we think we are our bodies, and we are not all our body. We are other factors. You know what I mean? I worked with a lot of veterans over the years, and they carry such a load, and there's no real good reason to carry that load if they felt their intent was to do something correct. And if it didn't happen to turn out correct, then the biggest thing is forgiveness on all counts and sides, because otherwise you hold the pain, you hold the fear, and you carry the resentment, which comes back to you just like that. You know what I mean? So I send him hugs now too, okay?
Well, resentment is the that's a very, very interesting thing to look at, is you know, when you're doing work of releasing blockages, you know, most blockages are a kind of, it's like a kind of it's all gone moldy, you know, but it's like a mixture of resentment and pride that has kind of gone stale, and they get forgotten and denied. But what happens is we act them out, And these things come back, and you know, on a day like today, these are the things that come back out, and we remember these hurts, and we remember the pain, and it all comes back. And we haven't dealt with it, so we get another chance to handle it, or we get another expression of it.
I would tell a lot of people, I apologize for butting in, but when people get caught up in that kind of thing, the best thing to literally do is write it down. A lot of Geminis, I suggest this too, because so many thoughts are going through their head, and each one of them is stuck in a pile like sorting laundry, you know what I mean? And if they write them down, it gets out of their head and creates the room to keep and removing more of the barriers. So if people can journal, write this, and go back to it later. Just don't harp on any of it.
I totally agree. That's something that has really kept me going over the years, especially when I have a bit of a kind of an emotional crisis, which is like a kind of daily occurrence now.
I know, mine could be hourly, I agree.
It can be, yeah.
Cycles, yes.
But it really helps, you know, because what it does, it establishes the idea that there's a part of you that you're not listening to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a part of you that is like the complaints department, and there's another part of you that is like the plaintiff. And it's not often that the two are in the same body, you know, that we often are in a different place. And what happens is that this is, again, you know, what we call denial, and we don't hear ourselves, and we tell everybody else what's wrong with us. We tell other people how they are.
I know.
When we tell people how they are, we tell them how we are.
Oh, really? I don't know. I'm going to differ a little.
They call it projection.
All right.
We'll be back in several beats of your palpitating heart.
There you go.
Hello, welcome back to Journeys with JP. This is I, calling from Scotland. Yes, on new computer. Hope my signal should be steady and not broken up and all sorts of nice things now. Excellent. So, one day, this is one of these days that I can feel that you just have to relax. And not take anything personally, anything at all. try not to get into blame, try to get into a position of having, to be at peace with yourself, to be in harmony with yourself, if not quite at peace, in harmony, which means that you're just kind of, you're not getting in anybody's way doing what you're doing, so you're not bumping into anybody. But you're getting on with what you have to do, and they're getting on with what they have to do, and nobody's interfering with each other. That's the main thing, is interference. It's the opposite of harmony, because it blocks things. Everything's going to go anyway. It's going to move along its course. Everything moves along its course. Anyway, unless you pull it off, unless you interfere. And, gardening, you know, going to the gardening thing. Interfering. Uh-huh. let's see. did I ring? Yeah, I did. Are you here? Tracy's going to struggle for her headphones. I'll just ask Tracy Kennedy on. No, she's probably not going to come in. But anyway, if she can, we'll. Oh, she doesn't have a microphone. All right. Oh, sorry about that. Okay. Oh, well, never mind. Hopefully you can send me some interesting things about that. Ah, hello, Turtle. Yeah, would anybody like to call in, if they have any astrological, you know, if they've seen something today on Facebook that they can bring into the mix. Basically, we want to try and cover all the bases. We can find excuses to get emotional wherever we look. We can certainly watch the news and get emotional. We can watch sports, we get emotional. What I'm saying is that it may not be a good idea to be that emotional today and in the next few days, because everybody's going to be emotional and touchy. Really touchy. Yeah. This would be a good book to get to me. Yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing, you know, all of the work that we've done, you know, we've read all the books, we've been preparing for these times, these days, strange days indeed. And, yeah, hello, history has been written by those with things to hide. Yeah, history has been written by those who have hidden themselves out of the history that they've been pushing on us. And they have been systematically exterminating all other races who have any other kind of history, haven't they? You know, when you start thinking about what's been going on over the many years, is the systematic murder of the native people of this planet. Just like the clearances of Scotland, where they were sent elsewhere, sent to America, sent to Ireland, to make way, you know, for the land. Ah, well, never mind. Yeah. Oh, you think Trixie wants to call in? Should we get Trixie to call in? Everybody wants Trixie to call in. Yeah, but you sounded very sweet, so that's nice. Trixie is a moderator on Wolf Spirit Radio, and she only just called into my show. And I don't know, did I actually do a reading on you? I'm not quite sure. Keep calm and have a cuppa. That's what it says on my mug here. Keep calm. There's a war on. Careless talk costs lives. You used to get all these little slogans in the war. We have different ones now. The moon is still shining in the window on me. It's been for the last 4 hours. It's been very clear tonight. Just a little bit of mist earlier. I really hope the weather is good for you. Particularly if you're in the Rockies, it'll be directly overhead and, it'd be amazing. It'd be really clear. I imagine that's where you'll see some fantastic photography. And probably people have flown there to get some, clear photography space to take photos of the moon. So it'd be a very interesting thing. And, also good to watch if you've got a telescope, or if you can even. There are many sites now that are offering. Hang on, I think I've got one here. I'll put it in the chat room. There's a live stream going on at the Griffith Observatory. I'll just put those in the chat room here. History is written by Victor. Yes. Yeah. So, yes, we normally have astronomical report from Tracy, but she's got no mic at the moment, so that's all gone. So Mona, you're back with us.
Well, that's a heck of a thing to do. I hope she has no show soon. I finally get to meet Tracy Kennedy, and I just don't get to meet Tracy Kennedy.
Oh. I'm sure that one day Tracy's dulcet tones will stroke your ears.
Well, every video anybody puts out on YouTube that comes across my path gets posted on their Facebook wall, and I'm very proud to say I post hers to her, so.
Oh, very good. So that's a great service you do. That's a great service. Do you take notes?
I actually do, because I'd like to, when people come to me for their issues, there might be a show that helps. So, yeah, I kind of, like, try to keep up with the different videos and all that and who the hosts are, et cetera. I don't have everybody yet, but not everybody's on Facebook. So.
Do you know what would be really cool? Is if you do take notes, just copy and paste it into the comment.
Well, it depends. I'm always on live, so, I mean, what kind of notes are you really talking about here?
I just say, yeah, what was going on in the show, you know, the sort of things that were coming in. Because, to be honest, I've got 4 years, 2 shows a week, completely undocumented. I need a whole team of people listening to my shows and actually making a comment saying what was going on in that show.
Well, are you my friend on Facebook?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
I don't think so. Well, anyway, I'm J.P.
Honey, I'm on restriction. They keep me on restriction. I'm not allowed to friend request because my wall is a radical wall. It's got many bits of pieces of information on there. And Revolution Radio is always posted, so hopefully I'm getting more listeners to help support the station, because this is a vital outlet for us to really get some of the stimulation in the right direction.
Yeah.
So I'm very thankful for Mike, and he's doing a great service with the cattle thing, because people need to see how the Constitution and all that is. But I don't see patriotism as a good thing, as where we honor a flag. No, we should honor the land. We honor a pledge. No, we should honor the mother and take care of and give a pledge to the mother, not pledge us to something else, which is a man-made ideology of an illusion just to take more from us. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, go ahead. So, this is my Scorpio showing.
You're getting you're boiling up there. You're boiling up.
It's only for a second, honey. All things pass quick with me.
the sky darkened, yeah. No, but it was really interesting. Did you hear what I was saying before about that riot that I went to? It wasn't a riot. It was a march. It was a protest march that turned ugly. And
really?
I remember the weather changing.
Hmm.
Very distinctly, it was a really nice day, and then suddenly it got all dark and gloomy and cold. And I noticed it. You know, notice what you notice, and I really noticed that.
Right. Did you feel a tingling on your skin, too, like something else was changing? Because I know Harp and Skylar out there is putting full force agenda on many places and things. When you look at a radar map, and it's big old sunflowers, you know that's not nature. You know, and that's the whole thing. How do we really harmonize ourselves and put us to a higher level so we can deny all this stuff? Like what you did with the grid living, loving, whatever meditation you did, you know, to combat kind of that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, you can do it for the Earth, but you can also do it in your own ecology. You know, whatever's going on the planet is also going on within our own ecology, inside our own bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding that this is the essence of the as above, so below, stroke, fractal, omniverse model, which is, you know, just everything's the same all the way up and all the way down, and it's just a matter of scaling it.
Mm-hmm.
And it all behaves in the same way, so it's not such a, you know, doesn't make that much of a mystery. After a while, you know, you can figure things out. I just like got a pattern. Understand the pattern, and you understand how things process. Understand how things process. You understand how you are in the place that you're at, emotionally, mentally, physically, and then you can be on top of your being, on top of your, you know, on top of the game.
I used to feel that exact same way.
You used to.
Well, so many physical changes have occurred in a reality behind. We all will maybe possibly be able to live off of sunlight and breath, because the harmony of what we're instilling within us without even choice, because I go get the violets and the dandelions, and any red clover is my favorite, you know, pick fresh out of the ground, but my body's saying what my mind is saying is not completely equal here. Okay, does that make sense?
Well, this is about the about getting everything going, flowing from the thought to the action to the creation, you know, in a smooth way, without any blockages. And the blockages are due to resentments and prides, you know. And it, you know, the people say, you know, why did you get ill? It's psychosomatic. It's all in your head. Well, it's not in your head. It's all over you. You know, emotions flow throughout the body.
Exactly.
And it's more of a, it's in my feelings, in my solar plexus. It's all in your solar plexus. Generally, yes, it's solar plexus issues. Especially things like ulcers.
Relationships.
Ulcers, kidney issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all about holding anger in the, and frustration. And, you know, some people get kidney issues because they're like too nice. They've suppressed all of their anger and frustration, their ability to stand up for themselves, and they get a kidney issue. It's a Virgo thing. Interesting. Oh.
Is it, you said it's a Virgo thing?
Hmm.
I thought Virgos. Kidneys was Libra.
Well, Virgo and Libra govern the two, that, you know, that band around the stomach.
So then it would be gall, maybe, for Virgo. Mm. I don't have my book in front of me, and I'm not that versed in anything at one time, so I'm not able
Pisces
to rattle
really,
it
off. Pisces and Aries is really to figure out, because it's at either end of the body. But, like, I know that some, you know, like, some parts of the body this is,
well, Pisces,
is Virgo, and some of it,
right.
Yeah, the feet are the
knees
Pisces.
Capricorn.
Knees are Capricorn. Mm. You know, think of a mountain goat.
Sexual organ, Scorpio.
Yeah.
Because the whole human body is in pressures of, you know, your ear is actually a human body shape, and the acupuncture pressure can be relieved by doing actual ear massages, you know. So if there's fetishes out there, go enjoy them as long as they're harm to none. Because it's all a touch, a feel, a taste, a smell, you know, because we can be set off by things we don't even know why we're being set off. And that's where the true discipline comes in, of trusting yourself not to react in a way that's going to be harmful. And it's hard for many, especially probably males, because they want to be the warrior, you know?
Yeah. And
females
lot,
don't want to be the
bee on.
With an inch.
Say again?
Females don't always want to be that bee with an itch. You know, I mean, we really don't. But energies perceive us sometimes, you know, in each factor. So, go ahead.
Right. Well, I have we may have an astrology report or a Grand Cross report. We're just going to try and connect to Simon, who's in the Far East somewhere. Good afternoon, Simon. You're live on the air. On Revolution Radio. Welcome, old friend. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, Jeff. How are you?
I'm great. You're coming through perfectly, wall to wall. And whereabouts are you?
I'm in Da Nang, Vietnam.
Vietnam. Excellent. Excellent. So you're on the air with Mona. Mona Radler from, where are you? Are you Denver? Where are you, Mona?
Asheville, North Carolina.
NC. So, yeah. Asheville, and here I am in Northern Scotland. So, the Grand Cross, you've been a student of astrology for as long as I've known you, and you notice things, and you're living in a country where people are very densely packed. What's the emotional weather like here?
Out in Da Nang, it's hard to say in Vietnam, really. They keep themselves very close to themselves. Things seem fairly okay. I wouldn't say there's a lot of tension around or anything that would be a manifestation of the Grand Cross. Yeah, so I haven't really noticed much, is what I'm saying.
Are they the same opposite latitude and longitude? Well, they'd probably be the same latitude or the same longitude. Does that make sense? Are they going to be opposite of the grand of the eclipse? Is Vietnam opposite the United States? Because we're seeing it, and I guess maybe they're not. I don't know. I don't have my
atlas. About 8 hours from now, will you have darkness by then?
The solar eclipse?
Yeah, will you see it?
No, it's a lunar eclipse, honey. Solar's on the 20-something.
29. I don't. Oh, actually, I can't have a look because I can't get onto the internet. I've no idea if we'll see it. Because I can't check at the moment because my internet's got a big block on it.
All right. Well, it's great that we're able to talk because here we are.
Right?
Yeah,
I can't get anything at the moment. Not even Facebook.
Great. But anyway, so you're here. That you're great. That we can get you on Skype. And
she's really surprising.
Yeah, well, here I am. You know, I have many listeners listening, and this is Journeys with JP, and you're certainly on quite a journey. You left England sometime last year, and went to the Far East just with a string bag and a stick.
More or less, 20 quid in my pocket, which half of it I gave away because I left it in a book and lent it to someone. But that's another story.
Must be some good green over there, huh?
Yeah, I didn't notice. And then a friend got hold of me and said, "Oh, you left £10 and $10 in that book that you lent me. It was really well received."
Perfect, perfect. Mm. So that's like a gift to the universe for the journey. So. Right at the moment, we're going through the Grand Cross. What's your...
Hang on. Will I get to see the eclipse?
Yes.
Really? When?
No, only USA is going to see the eclipse, or South America, USA.
Oh, right, okay. So, okay, so they'll...
Because Vietnam's exactly opposite, even in the degree. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Then America, and America is going to get it.
Right.
Not what?
Well, it's going to be opposite the moon. So if the moon is overhead in Colorado, for instance, above the Rockies, what time is it there, Si?
8:30.
In the morning?
Yeah, I haven't even got up yet.
Oh, right. In bed from Da Nang.
Correct.
Our special astrological correspondent. All right, so no wonder you haven't seen any light. You haven't even got up. No, so it's going to be in the middle of the day for you, and you probably won't even be seeing the moon.
That's
true. So,
non-event.
It's going to be a non-event in there. So it'll be interesting to see exactly what happens. Keep me in touch on your Facebook posts.
Sure.
So, right, Grand Cross. What does it mean for you, Simon? I mean, you've been studying this stuff and you've been seeing astrology. What are the energies for you?
Oh gosh, Grand Cross. Can you tell me? What the cross is in? Well, you've got two oppositions, really.
Yes, two oppositions. There's 13 degrees in...
Aries, Libra, Capricorn, Cancer.
Yeah, okay. So the Mars is in Libra, and that's the one that's kind of snicking snapping into position.
I saw Mars. You can see Mars right next to... Well, you could see Mars right next to the moon last night.
That's right, yes, you can see it just now.
Clear as anything.
Very clear.
Mars and the moon, they're not happy companions.
Not happy campers, are they? What's the general feeling when Mars...
General image for that is an angry child, or a really willful child. Yeah.
That's interesting. Willful child. So this is a child that is more than just not getting what it wants. It just wants revenge.
Not necessarily. Frustrated, because Mars in Cancer is not a good combination, because it's a very, Mars is about your willpower, it's about your sense of direction, and in Cancer, that
it's in Libra.
Talking square, I'm sure.
Yeah, square with Jupiter in Cancer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so Mars is touching the moon, yeah?
Yep, in Libra.
Yeah. Right, okay. So why am I saying Cancer? Because I still haven't had my cup of coffee. All right, Mars and Libra is an argument. It'll be an argumentative child. Yeah, it's someone who is always frustrated because ultimately they're always doing things for other people. Yeah, so their sense of like it's the opposite. That's the negative aspect of it. Yeah, it's someone who's willing to fight for other people's causes. You know?
But they don't always feel gratitude and satisfied. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly, yeah. Very good. Yeah. Because they're always putting themselves out for other people. And it's always... So they leave themselves behind. Yeah, that's the Aries mm-hmm. part. And Aries was the... Oh, that would be Uranus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's got... there's Uranus and conjunct the Sun. Well, no, it's not conjunct. The Sun's in there. It's conjunct Mercury though. So you got Uranus and Mercury together in Aries. So that's gonna be talking some weird crap, isn't it?
That's lightning thoughts, yeah. That's very much, we're gonna do it now. I think we should do it now. Which is okay.
Go ahead.
Really,
I would just see it as an idea that maybe people's unusual occurrences that maybe they'll stand up for themselves now.
That's good.
Because
yeah.
Capricorn's there. We're in Pluto's retrograde, like big changes of reversal of rules and laws and things like that. Because maybe people are actually hopefully finding that they're fed up with the way things have been denied us and given us on a plate of yuck.
I think you've said it just there, Mona. Fed up. We are fed up with the Fed. You know, we're now seeing that the Fed is behind a lot of the problems in the world. They are the terrorists, not only financially, but also quite literally. The Fed and the Mossad, who have been planting and creating false flags all of the last, 15, 17 years. It's the Fed. And we know it's the Fed, and we fingered them, and it's just a matter of time before the Fed collapses. And I think this is possibly one of the energies that you're talking about here is this the Uranus opposite the Mars and the Moon. Mars and Moon are also very emotional. And so these random emotions could trip a stock market crash.
True. Oh, I've seen that for a while. I kept seeing with Cancer, with Jupiter, that's the sale of our country. There's no doubt about it in my mind, because Cancer rules America. Russia rules Capricorn. Yeah, Pluto retrograde. Oh, and the people that were at the Bundy Ranch that we're trying to get constitutionally aware of, ha ha ha, that they were not Americans. Air soldiers that were being paid for supposedly the government side of this reality. So, yeah. But water also is fire can create a good boil for things to cook, or water can put out fire. So there's so many ways that these elemental elements can be conceived, because they're all four in there.
Yeah, so it's a matter of, like a good recipe. Everything has to be the right amount at the right time. So timing is very important, but timing in terms of accretion, of layers, of this has to happen first, then this has to happen first, for everything to be in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Lord of Time is a factor here. So what's happening with Saturn here, Simon? This is in Scorpio. Now that's in retrograde Scorpio. Now this is interesting because it's got a trine with Jupiter, and Jupiter's also trine with Neptune and Mercury and Venus, which are in Pisces.
That's a pretty big orb there, JP. Come on. 12 to 21 degrees.
Oh, that's out. That's nothing. Yeah.
Well, all right. Now, well, I'm just looking. Sorry, I didn't see that. I'm just looking at the lines here on the chart, but which show that as a trine, you know. So
anyways, that's too wide.
That's a bit loose, isn't it? And now, what about the other one? So, well, there you got 12 to 9. So, Venus is in Pisces, and Jupiter is in Cancer. Okay, so Jupiter trine Venus, Simon, in water.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's extremely lazy.
Ah! Are you a musician too?
My thing that's happening for me today is I start my tango lessons, and it's taken me ages to get around to do it.
Oh, way cool.
Simon, that there was something that you needed to do to put everything into place?
Yeah, I need to go and ask.
And sometimes that's all you need to do. Just do it, isn't it?
Like letting the inner child play, though, too? And you're telling the adult, look, I'm going to do this come heck or high water, you know? Go ahead.
For me, there's a challenge because I've got arthritis in my feet, which doesn't make for good dancing, and I'm a bit worried about that.
Well,
so
in your feet. That's interesting. Being Mr. Pisces, yeah.
I know, right?
I know, right?
Are you sure? Is solar sign Pisces, really?
Yeah. Well done for being a textbook case, Simon.
I know. Brilliant. It's a pain in the arse.
It's a pain in the heel. Yeah. But,
don't call things to you. You don't want now, Simon says.
That's Scorpio, that is. That's Scorpio talk, that is. No, but so with Pisces, you know, we were talking about the areas of the body before and, you know, saying the feet rule the Pisces or Pisces rules the feet. And there you are, you're saying you've got an issue. So there in your Pisces, you've got issues of calcification.
Mm-hmm.
Things that have that are the foundation of things that don't quite work for you.
I bet you it's going to be a blessing.
What's that, Mona?
I believe it's going to be a blessing. It's going to break a spell that has been relayed to the feet, almost like an I can't. And once you start, and I suggest dandelion root, actually, once you start, it'll help so much. You walk barefoot in the grass at all, ever?
I'll be doing a class barefoot. Yeah, I have to.
On the grass?
On the grass.
Yes.
It's Vietnam. There isn't much grass in Vietnam. There's the beach.
You can use dirt. It doesn't matter, you know. Yeah. Grow some clover. I'll send you some seeds.
I have. And I don't, thanks for the advice about dandelion, but it's so hard to find anything like that in Vietnam, especially in Vietnam. I can't even find bay leaves to cook with.
Oh, drag, because they're the best thing for cyst reduction. But okay, I'm not the herbalist here. I'm here.
But luckily, he hasn't got any cysts.
No cysts.
Just arthritis in the feet. So,
okay, but what is a cyst? It's a conglomeration of stuck energy, right?
Exactly.
And that is also arthritis. It's where the liquid of the area around the tissues and the joints and that. It's not balanced. So that's where the arthritis comes in at.
Crystalline forms. Yeah. And the thing about it, why it's painful, is because these little crystals, which are basically calcium crystals, and if you think about a piece of metal, it's like got sharp edges.
Thanks. It reminds me.
And so even all these tiny little particles and crystals are like these little shards of stuff. So have you had can you get massage treatment for it?
Probably. Yeah, but I'd have to ask around my friends for the right place to go for a massage.
Well, reflexology on your feet you can do for yourself. Just love yourself, Smithster, would you?
Yeah, the thing I'm doing is Alexander practice. I do that for about an hour a day, and that seems to help.
Yeah, and anyway, I'm sure.
Enough of that.
Yeah, and I'm sure coconut oil will help. So, meanwhile, back to Pisces. Yes. So we've got Venus in Pisces that is aspecting Jupiter in Cancer. Right.
Venus in Pisces is at home, really. It's quite well placed. Jupiter in Cancer, that's like, get out of the house. Do the whole house. Make something larger in the house, obviously. Maybe decorating. So it's about a change of your foundations.
Extended family. Finding the beauty and the truth of life instead of the work of life.
Mm-hmm. It's a great good, it's a faith in that, yes.
Well, that's where your dancing comes in at too, because the Pisces is the creative part. Now the Neptune that goes along with it, even though it's a bigger orb, but I'll accept it for the moment, ha ha ha. Because these other planets have already passed through there for that transit, which actually just makes the energies follow through. We've had the right to see what is the real beauty, hopefully within ourselves, but when we see it in others, then we know it's within ourselves. And that's where the unconditional love is growing, because we are one family. We got to drop the titles of the separation of, you know, religions like Christian and all that other stuff, which is basically also Pisces to a degree, you know, the Christianity religion. Well, look where that's gotten us, okay? So we're all learning the beauty behind, hopefully, a different truth that, you know, it is begotten, whatever we do say and are. And hopefully, I want to see good from it, okay? Go ahead.
Yep.
So, okay. Yeah, so on the positive side of this, it might be that staying at home for the moment might be a good idea, and work on the home or work on your inner temple. Meditation and, you know, maybe take up a martial art or do something that is slightly beyond where you've been spiritually.
I think it's more about working with a group, personally, rather than just staying at home. I think if you're going to be staying at home, then it's definitely about inviting people into your house, taking that. But it is being involved with other people and discovering all of those things that Mona was talking about. Yeah.
Excellent.
Like a carnival, like a farm thing, just to be out there to be able to smile. And I mean, I used to take bubbles everywhere I went and just started walking and blowing bubbles. You know, I didn't care. I like bubbles. But it got the children thinking, and it's a little play thing, and it brings smiles, and there's so many simple ways to play. That's what I see it. Play the love. Not play the love. You know, play in love. Play with love. Share that unconditional love. Don't ideology it like they have the dollars, that it's all you gotta do is buy it. No, we gotta create it from the heart, you know? And that's what I see that could really be happening here. At least I want to play that way, okay?
Yeah.
So playing it from the heart. Yeah, Simon, go.
Yeah, that works for me. So, yeah, I think starting... I've never taught tango before, so... So I guess... What was in the Capricorn?
You're actually teaching.
Pluto, yeah, retrograde.
So this is another example of the kind of midnight position, the going up, the spiral... You know, coming round from C to C, from, from, you know, C, so, B, C, D, E, F, G, you know, coming around up to the next step in the octave, next octave. And talking with Katie, we're saying that this, we can go, we've got the possibility of going up more than one octave this time. You can go up an octave, but while we're in the midnight position, you can slip up and go up the other dimensions. So what's the indication on this?
Well, I was going to ask, what was in Capricorn again?
Capricorn
Pluto,
has
13 degrees Pluto. Retrograde.
Ooh, I'm not sure that's anything. I mean, I've been teaching tango, I've been dancing tango for 10 years, so it's not just an idea that sprung into my head. So I was looking for something that was quite of that period. Maybe the Jupiter thing down in Cancer.
That's have you thought of Tai Chi at all?
Tai Chi?
You're in a great place for that kind of gentle martial arts.
That's
and
true,
then it
yeah.
can get faster because then you can slowly build up back and add extra tones to your dancing.
That's true. They do practice
either Qigong, Tai Chi.
They practice Tai Chi on the beach every morning, but that's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, what a beautiful thing to do is get up in the morning before the sun rises and greet your day. It's one of my favorite things every morning.
At 5 o'clock.
I know the butts. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Go
that's
ahead.
The butt.
Let
that's
the Pisces
the butt. That's
just get airheaded away.
Yeah, it is. Give us some of that Venus in Pisces, mate. So, you know, we're talking, you know, inviting people round, creating groups maybe of, maybe this is a time, you're looking at this, right? We have Pluto, that is opposite this energy. So.
Yeah, that's the deal with the motivation.
Well, so does this mean that you're inviting people round to discuss an iconoclastic subject?
No, I don't think you can really. You have to. I think you have to be wary of Pluto.
Very.
Pluto's, it's a bit of a dark. It's not a dark horse as such, but it'll be your unconscious motivation. So you have to really think. You have to be really aware of what you're doing. Oh, my laptop's doing weird things.
Mine's not the only one.
one of the things would be, for me, is am I using tango to find a partner? Or, I mean, that's one of the things that's...
Hidden agendas.
Exactly, hidden agendas. What's the hidden agenda? Is there a hidden agenda? Hmm? Would that be Scorpio? Yeah, that's what I'm saying about the Pluto. That's the,
Scorpio. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. So, in a way, they're the things that come and bite you on your ass.
So this is the, I mean, this, I've been talking about this is, could this be like, denied neurotic, elements like trauma and things like that coming to the surface?
Exactly, yeah. So you need to be prepared for that in a way.
Right, so, now, on a global stage, I would say that this would be like we would be revealing another layer of the pedophilic network that has been being exposed bit by bit. You know, something like a kind of wholesale, you know, these are all Jimmy Savile's friends and we're getting them and their friends. You know, that sort of, these are who they are. And they've all been immediately sacked. They're all out of power, and could it be that kind of a radical sweep through cleansing kind of energy?
Whoa! I'd say in the solar eclipse, okay, not the lunar eclipse.
You'd have to look at. I think you'd have to look at the path of it. What is it? A partial or is it a total eclipse?
This is total lunar eclipse.
Oh, nice. Do you get to see it?
Yeah. Blood moon. 2:30 this morning, I'll be out there.
Yes, it's coming. It's in about 8 hours' time, Simon.
I hope it's clear weather for you, because it's an amazing sight. Do you remember when we saw one up in North London, Joe?
Yes, indeed. I mean, it's very interesting that you just happened to call me on this particular night, being one of the witnesses to a blood moon. Gosh, when was it? We were in our 20s, and I had the van. Yeah. Where was it? Was it in Trent Park?
No, it was in
Epping.
Waltham Forest. Yeah, Epping Forest.
Epping Forest. A place called High Beach. Selena, I had this car. It was a van, you know, it was like a covered van, thing. So I had my guitar amplifier speaker in, and by plugging it into the regular car stereo, it was thunderous. It made this huge noise, and we had it was a party on wheels. And we went up to the local, we were living in London at the time, and so we went up to a place where you can observe stars and see the town in front of you, and it's just a beautiful place. And there we watched the moon gradually turning red from its color. Tell us a bit about some of your memories of it, Simon, because my memories are terrible, so you were having a much.
Oh, it was a fantastically clear night. And I think the moon, it was an eclipse from about 11:30. And then the blood redness came after the eclipse. That's the bit I remember. I remember it going deaf. All the birds in the park, it was in the forest, just suddenly sort of woke up and were sort of flapping around when it was a total eclipse. But a lunar eclipse is quite slow, isn't it, really? I remember coming back into town, driving back, and seeing the blood red moon still at about 5 hours after the eclipse, as it was just setting over the bagel shop. I was with you and my partner at the time, Micah. Yeah.
What year was this?
88, I think. 88, 89?
Was it that late? No. Earlier than that, surely?
No, because because I was involved with Micah, so it must have been after 88.
Okay.
Yeah, you are that age, sweetheart, like the rest of us.
Oh yeah. Simon's a little older than I am, only a little, but still adventuring around the world and
way cool.
Throwing himself into new ventures and doing these things. So, I mean, you've been into like dancing and the ballroom thing for quite a while, haven't you, Simon?
Not ballroom,
but.
You better clarify this.
Yes, that's right.
Make it definite. Which one are you doing, darling? I think you need the Tai Chi on the beach with the waking up with Ra, okay? Get your new religion happening, man. Get your energies back. Your Chi is missing. Because you want it your way, not the way that it makes you better. Just saying. I almost said just typing, but my fingers haven't typed in a little while.
So. Okay. Meanwhile, back at the moon, I think I've lost the page. No, there we are. I'm looking at this kind of perfect square going on. Because there's, you know, a grand cross is all these things going on at the same time. So we've got the, so here's the sun opposite moon, obviously full moon, and moon conjunction Mars. What's that little, that's a little element of it as well. What's that going on there?
I thought we did this. The opposition is about letting things go, really.
That's what I was thinking.
It's an energy, the square that you had the first decision on, and then this is the first point of saying, okay, I've been working with it since then. Is it working for me? Am I going to let it go? Or is it something that I'm going to hang on to? Well, not hang on, but something that I'm going to keep in my life. So it could be something that you started to do. It could be, it was just a very abstract way of looking at it. So the Sun in Aries, that was, well, it would be
fire.
For 14 days ago. So that's the lunar cycle is quite quick, yeah? So you can act on it quite quickly. So over these last couple of days, something will have started to make itself obvious to you, yeah, in the outside world, because that's what it's about. It's about something you made a starting initial decision on a while ago. So it's going to be, let's see, definitely for me, it's going to be, okay, I started all this stuff going on about doing the dancing, teaching the dancing, and I met someone I dance with nearly 2 weeks ago, and now the first point is, here we are, we're going to be starting dancing tonight. Is that going to work for us? Because she started to come up with this, well, I'd rather much do it for just the love of it, rather than just the money. But really,
that seems only fair.
That's true, but out here the money is so immaterial. It's not like I'm going to make a living from it at all. It might just pay for a new pair of socks, in reality.
So no, it's a really, you know, you want to do it for the love and for the adventure and the process of it.
For the sharing, because that's what we're doing, is collaborating through the heart, not the mind and the pocketbook, because that's been an evil delusion. Pardon me.
Well, that's again due to the pressures. So we're joined just now by Wally Ladd. Hello, Wally.
Hello, Jay. How are you on this fine evening here in the States?
Well, the sun, the moon has just passed my window, so it's on its way to you. Do you have any questions or comments about what's going on with the Grand Cross?
Well, I wanted to connect with you before the blood moon tonight, because it's going to be a wonderful event of cleaning out and just to make a connection with you. It happens here, I'm sure Mona said, between 2 and 3 tonight here in the eastern United States. And I just wanted to kind of connect and say, you know, I'm going to go through clean. I respect you. You helped me with my pyramid, and I'm going to be in my pyramid between 2 and 3, meditating to clean myself out. And let everything flow out, I should say. And because of all the help you've given me, I just wanted to touch base with you before the first blood moon, because it's going to be such a wonderful event of the cleaning, that I just wanted to thank you and touch base with you, and knowing that I'm sitting in something tonight, and one of the best things to happen to me is that you helped me build.
Awesome. That's so awesome. Thank you so much, Wally. And
I knew there was only a few minutes left in your program, so I figured, well, everything was pretty much over, so I could speak.
Oh, bless your heart. So, but,
well,
you know, this is
seriously. It's not happened yet. It's not over yet.
I'm just going to say is that tonight on my own radio station, which is Ever Beyond Radio, I'll be playing continuous meditation music. And it'll be like a long, what they call a puja. And you can just tune in everbeyondradio.com and just click the play button, and, you can join in and create the morphological field and just, you just embrace everything in the meditation. Just whatever comes, just allow it to flow through you, dissolve, become like a cloud.
Mine is going to be solid.
Find the inner home, people. That's what we're here to do. Find our inner homes.
Mine's going to pretty much be silent, but I hope we do connect. I hope we do see each other tonight, Jay.
You're very welcome. I hope so.
And, you know, I'm asking you the same, is just keep me in mind. I think we will connect. I don't know what time it'll be over there where you're at, but it's between 2 and 3 a.m. here on the eastern seaboard of the States.
Yeah. Well, I'll probably be, you know, up till about then usually. I usually am.
Didn't you say you had a link?
A link?
If you could see it going live.
I did somewhere. Hang on, let me see if I can find it.
It's a live stream broadcast.
Live stream broadcast somewhere on the planet, and I think Tracy had it. Oh, here we are. Live stream. There we go. Griffith Observatory. So I'll just copy that and paste that into this chat room here.
All right.
Okay. And this chat room here.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Mana.
And this chat room here.
Yeah, anytime hey, you need an extra talk, just ask. Okay. Love you, JP.
Thank you
Love
very
y'all.
Much, everybody, for calling and coming in. Simon, I know it was a bit of a surprise, but what better surprise to give you a bit of publicity. So if you are in the Vietnam area and you do want to learn how to tango, do contact Simon Hyde. You'll find him is the only English bloke around, and he's the only an English bloke doing tango. So, yeah, good luck, Simon. I think, you know, this may be a possible avenue to explore. Not necessarily, I mean, I don't know what it is necessarily about dancing or about something, but about passing on your vast knowledge. You've got a lot of knowledge. I ought to have you on the show by a lot.
Okay. I'm not very wide awake at the moment, but yeah, thanks, Jill. That sounds, I'm looking forward to it. I'm a bit apprehensive. No, I'm not, actually. It'll be a doddle. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, enjoy whatever challenges you may find.
Where are you from, Simon? This is Wally.
I'm from London, England, but I'm actually living in Vietnam, in Da Nang.
Oh. Wonderful.
Yeah. So it's just, I'm just about to start my day.
Oh, okay. Well, Jay, I know you want to end your program. You got 2 minutes to do. Simon, I wish I was trying to get on earlier, but I was talking to a good friend of mine that I've been helping along, and I wanted to make sure she got everything for tonight. So, see you, Jay.
Thank you very much. Wally, Simon, Mona, everybody, thank you for participating. Thank you for being. Enjoy the Grand Cross energy. Don't forget, lift your arm, open your arms wide, and embrace. I love you all. Good night.